It is the review, and it's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to have a chat about Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 4, a game of two very different halves. And Neil, we'll start where we start with lineups and approaches. I think both are pretty forward. The only thing with Liverpool is you look at that front line and it's a case of who plays across where, but then the manager's, you know, he's really keen, both pre and post match, to emphasise the fluidity he wants across that line without Salah. I think maybe for me, a little bit of a question mark with Alex Scott not starting for Bournemouth, given the set pieces he was delivering in that Carabao Cup game and the conditions being similar as well, maybe.
Yeah, I thought that did start Scott, but I think that he, in the end, I think Iriola's dead interest. I think what he says post-match is really interesting as well. And, you know, I think he's obviously quite a thoughtful guy. I wonder if there's a little bit of protect Scott. He's had a couple of injury issues so far this season, and it could be one of them where he's looked at it and thought, would rather have him for the end of the game rather than the idea of giving him 60. He talks post-match, Iriola, about what Liverpool do to you over 100 minutes and second halves and what it's like when you're tiring. So I sort of wonder if he's thinking to himself, I wouldn't mind having a really positive substitution that I feel as though I can make. But I think there's also a little bit of something else as well where he's committed to that three behind, and he really likes Ryan Christie. And it's worth pointing out that Christie nearly scores first half. It's an important block and tackle in there from a Liverpool point of view. And I think he gambles on Christie for the runs and Cook for the tenacity in the middle of the park. And I think you see that from Cook. He wins a lot of tackles most games. Lewis Cook, he's always high on that metric. And I think he feels as though Scott might just be gilding the lily. I thought he might do three. I thought he might do Cook, Christie and Scott. But I think that sort of goes against his principles. And it returns to this idea, I think, for Bournemouth that in a really weird way, a draw is no good to them. And listen, right now, after getting beat 4-0, I'm sure they'd all be delighted with a draw and take a draw. No one wants to lose 4-0 at home. But I think there's a little thing where they've won at Old Trafford. They're a proper side. And I just don't think there's like a value to them in shutting up at any point during the game. I don't quite see with what that manager's done, why he wouldn't want to sort of test himself and those players up against it. I think from a Liverpool point of view, I think it tells us a little bit at the minute about what the manager feels, where the manager feels about Gravenberch. Not starting him in a game like this, which is a little bit of a standalone fixture. Yes, I know we play Wednesday, but also being really eager to get him on the pitch.